I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although the Turkmen government announced plans to revise the religion law in 2008, work on a draft hasn't even begun. This delay means a status quo, says Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith. For the existing church, he says,
we need to lift our brothers and sisters in Christ up in prayer in those countries and continue to hold up the ideals of being able to worship and proclaim the gospel freely.
Watchdog group cited Forum 18 News.
This government official allegedly said that even if this new law was to be developed and passed, this is a direct quote, says nothing good for you will come from the new religion law.
Next, the first wave of relief in Haiti may be slowing to make way for long-term aid. Baptist Haiti Missions Ron Spark says their hospital's been seeing less injured. However, amidst the outpouring of help, organizations have sprung up, claiming to be charities and robbing givers of their money. Sparks is concerned for a number of reasons.
One, because we hate to see well-intentioned people give dollars that don't get used for the purpose they mean to have them used for. And then secondly, because this can create a bad name for all legitimate organizations going forward.
And finally, HCJB Global will dedicate two new radio stations in Ghana this week. The stations are sure to provide many with the gospel, but the greater impact may come from seeing Christ's followers at work. A small church team from Colorado has agreed to serve with HCJB Global in Ghana to build a medical center. Pray that these actions, combined with the message of Jesus Christ proclaimed through the new stations, would transform the lives of many Ghanaians. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.